Thank you for holding. Is this Ben?
Yeah.
Hey Ben, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Very good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Pearl. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Sounds like it's a local listing only for Google. Wow.
Yep, we do Google Ads and Google Guarantee as well. We're a premier Google partner. Local Splash is actually located right across the street from the Google Building 1 here in Southern California.
Okay.
But yeah, we were calling about a local listing for electricians up there. So we had a spot that became available within our company today, and usually when a spot opens up, they'll give us a list of the companies that they feel are qualified for the Google Places placement on the first page.
Okay.
And then my reps like Pearl that you were talking to, they're just going down the list. We're looking for just one of you guys to fill that spot. So once we fill that position, we're closing it out. We can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it looks like you're already doing Home Advisor by Angie's on your Google bit or on your profile here.
Yeah.
Do you like that service?
It,
oh, okay. I was going to ask you.
I signed a year contract, so I'm stuck with them for the rest of another 10 months.
Dang. You could turn the leads off, though, right?
Yeah, I turn them off, but I'm paying for it, so.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a bummer. Wish we could have got a hold of you before. You know, I'm sure that would have probably saved you a lot of headache because that company, they buy Google Ads. You know, they do local SEO, Google Ads all over the United States.
Yeah.
But what they'll do is they'll, like, resell the leads to, like, four or five people at a time. So, like,
yeah,
the same lead. Yeah, and then they charge you for it even if you don't get the job, so.
Yeah.
Obviously, you figured this out over the last 2 months then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't charge per lead or click or call. This would be like cutting out your middleman. We just list you on that first page for the Google Places placement so the customers can call you right off of page one. You know, no lead fees or random bills popping up on you throughout the month. So I'm sure it'll be a nice change of pace for you to actually have somebody call you live. As far as costs, everything we do here is month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Since you already have your own site and 15 years experience, I can enroll you in a discounted pricing structure. So this one would be the Platinum Bundle. Do you have Facebook, like a Facebook business profile?
No, I delete all my social media.
Why?
Can't stand it. I don't know.
I hear
just
you.
It's all, I'm too busy.
I hear you. Yeah, no, I hear you. It is a useful tool, though. I would say of my clients that are on the Platinum package that uses Facebook ads, too, a good 10 to 15% of their customers come directly from Facebook for the lawn care category, not for everybody. Usually people aren't looking for, like, roofers and stuff on there for some reason. Okay. Well, I mean, if we do it without the Facebook ads too, like if you're just closed-minded to that and don't want to do Facebook, I could get the pricing down to $199 on a month-to-month basis.
$199 a month.
And that'll cover you for up to 40 miles and for up to 15 keyword terms or phrases on the first page of Google.
What does that do? So if someone searched electrician and they're in the Moino, what's that mile radius? Could there be a Moala inserted or Moala has something else? Oregon City?
Well, what they do is they send this pin to you in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map. And then you could cover up to 40 miles from where that pin is received. But we run into guys that are like, oh, I only go 20 miles. We could shrink it. Like you can cookie cutter it. You could exclude certain cities from the geo-targeting, certain zip codes even. That way you're not getting calls from those guys if you don't want to go there, you know. So we customize it geographically, and then we also, it's keyword specific, so they have to be in the area and type in, like, electrician or one of the 15 keywords that you select in order to actually see you pop up as a top option and be able to call you.
So somebody could be in Oregon City and type in a keyword, and I would still come up even though I'm in Moreno. Oregon City's like 10 miles away.
Exactly.
About there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you can hire 99 a month, but then renews automatically every month.
Correct. Yeah, it's set up to automatically renew each month. So if we started today on the 19th, the next payment would be due on the 19th of May. But you'll keep the discounted pricing structure. So it won't go back up. It'll actually just stay $199 as long as you're with us.
And then if I try it out for like 3 months, I might ask everybody that calls how they got my number. If I literally don't get any calls in the next 3 months, it could be canceled.
Yeah, you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or anything like that. Also, you wouldn't have to ask them. I mean, you could, but there's a tracking system, too. It comes in the form of a downloadable app. You have your own UN and password, and it'll actually track, like, all the calls and leads that you're getting from the first page of Google. So that way you know what's coming from us. Also, if you miss calls, you can go in there, and it has, like, a pipeline of their numbers that you could go call them back. Also, there's a section in there for you to be able to request Google reviews. So when you finish a job, you can plug in the customer's number in there, and it'll send them a live link to your Google business profile asking about their experience and to leave a star rating.
All right. Mm-hmm. How do you get set up with all that stuff?
Well, I would create the account with you now and secure the spot, and then username, password, the link to the tracking system actually will come through to you automatically. So you'll actually get that while I'm on the phone with you. The outline of the agreement will come through. You have to sign off on it. Even though it's month to month, it'll still have everything outlined in black and white for you there. We'll also send over the invoice receipt. And then there's a form for Google verification that you got to fill out just to be a Google verified business. So it'll ask you to fill it out, send in any paperwork that you have or that's required by your state. And then once that's all submitted, we'll want to do a client interview. You know, I could schedule the client interview for later today even. You don't have to actually submit all the paperwork today, but we'd like to do the client interview today or Monday as soon as possible. And that's where we interview you and customize the campaign. So once we have all those things completed, then we can go ahead and list you on that first page and put you in position to start receiving calls.
All right. If I don't have time to do all that stuff.
Oh, no, I got you. Right now, it would only take 2 to 3 minutes to set up the account and secure the position. That's what makes sure it goes to your business. And then I would just schedule the client interview and the other stuff we send you. You can work on it over the weekend.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. Is Ben short for Benjamin?
Yeah.
Okay. It's my brother's middle name. And then what's your last name, Ben?
Bauer. B-A-U-R-E-R.
Okay. Like Eddie Bauer. Okay, and then what's the... I have a street address here, 28075 South Beaver Creek Road. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Can you receive mail there if Google sends you that PIN verification letter? You can get that little red dot on the map?
Yeah.
Okay. I could hide the street address online if you'd like. They just want it to send that postcard.
Okay.
You want me to hide it?
Sure.
Okay. Let me know Oregon. Go ahead and hide. All right. It'll still say city, state, and zip on your Google business profile.
Okay.
Okay. And is this phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
I mean,
I could leave it open. Yeah, I could leave it open if you want, and then we could always add something later. You change your mind, people start calling you at midnight. I don't think that'll happen, but I could just leave it open. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ben. What's your business email where I could send you everything in writing?
Yeah, Ben_Bauer at BFPElectricLLC.com.
BFPElectricLLC.com. All right. All right, so I got the business profile created. Now I have to schedule the client interview. Client interviews usually take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's the best time to do the client interview?
Now, it'll be done after the paperwork.
No, I could do the client interview today, and you could fill out the paperwork over the weekend and send it in. Or we could do it on Monday, but I'd prefer to get it done as soon as possible because we're going to send them the notification that you're filling the spot, and then obviously we'd want to start working on the verification and get everything in place so that way when we get your paperwork, it's a lot quicker to launch, you know. The quicker we get you up there, the sooner we can bring you customers.
I got too much stuff going on today, Monday.
Okay.
Morning.
All right. What time works best for you on Monday?
8,
okay.
8 o'clock.
8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday the 22nd. Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then you're going to get an automated text message at 7 a.m. as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, respond to that text, then I'll call you back right away, and we could always reschedule it. But like I said, I want to try to get it all rolling as soon as possible.
Okay.
All right. And then last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment of the $199. How did you want to do that?
What's the option?
You could use Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Yeah, it's MasterCard.
Okay. And is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Make sure I add the business name on here. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN?
No. Billing P.O. Box 1747.
P.O. Box 1747. Okay.
Oregon City, Oregon.
Oregon City. Okay. And then the zip code there?
970495.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
5474.
5474.
1517.
1517.
2215.
2215.
7358.
7358. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
326.
03 of 26. And 3-digit code on the back?
297.
297. Okay. I just want to make sure you're 100% positive. You don't want to do anything with Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording just as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me. I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business today, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
BFT Electric, LLC.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ben Bauer, owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, this is your card, right? You can give me somebody else's card. You're not pretending to be Benjamin Bauer. Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Like
we know what you already have, Ben. We know everything that has to do with your business name, address, or phone number, just because we're a Google partner. So if it's on the Google search engine, we could see it. But it's more so like we're putting this in here because we don't want you to duplicate any of your online listings or pay for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check. But that's really why they put that in there. They just want you to give us a heads up if you're going to add anything after today.
Okay.
You shouldn't need anything else. I mean, unless you're planning on doing Google ads or Facebook ads, but we could also provide that for you here. The idea with this package that I put you on, though, was to kind of try to be like a one-stop shop for you, so that way you don't have 100 different things going on with your Google business profile or your online listings.
Okay.
It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 24 to 48 hours. You're going to have best results for immediate response time with your customers. If it takes you, you know, a long time to get back to them, obviously the closing percentages will decrease. They'll probably try to find somebody else rather than sit in the dark. But do the best you can with that. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when we're starting your business profile from scratch like this. But it is month to month, Ben. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 19th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I have reduced the rate because we're not providing a Facebook ads campaign for you in this package. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to auto-renew each month on the 19th day. You'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you are with us. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So when I authorize this first payment, you're going to receive a welcome text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. We're also going to send the invoice receipt over to you via email. You do have to sign off on the bottom of that before the client interview on Monday at 8 a.m. So try to be mindful of that over the weekend. You're also going to receive a form for Google verification. It says Google right on it. It's going to come as an email and text. It has very, like, plug-and-play links in there where you can kind of click, upload photos, snap a picture of the paperwork that you have, and send it in. That'll go over to the Google headquarters, and then when they receive it, they'll actually put a badge and a check mark on your Google business profile, and it'll let people know that Google has verified you as a contractor. Okay. So, obviously, if, you know, license, insurance, if you have it, work vehicle, license plate, and then... Also, you can hide the license plate number. That's a question that I get a lot. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, Ben. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an account management team that will help me with fulfillment, but if you want something done quickly, I'd be your guy. So let me send that over to you. And then you're also going to get a text with the username and password. And everything comes email and text unless you opt out of one of them.
Yeah, can I opt out of text?
You don't want to do text messages anymore moving forward?
Correct.
Okay, I gotcha. Let me adjust this real quick before I process. Okay, so the initial messages, for this setup are going to come through email and text, and then everything after today or after this, we won't text you anymore.
Okay.
Okay. And you could also double check that box in your subscription terms in writing if you don't want text messaging.
Okay.
All right. Bear with me for just a moment and make sure I get you everything, and then we're basically good to go until Monday at 8 a.m. 15 years and never did Google advertising is kind of a surprise to me. I imagine you got these calls before, right?
Oh, probably. I've always turned them down, but I did hire a couple new guys, so we're trying to generate
use extra work. The timing's ideal. We're coming right into, like, peak time of the year for everybody, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. You know, people overrun their AC and get too humid, and then all of a sudden, power shuts off. All right. So it says the payment cleared. Have you received any messages yet? Email or text?
Just text, nothing email.
Nothing emailed. Okay, interesting. And it's just Ben_Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, at bfpelectric.com?
I got a couple things wrong there.
Okay.
Bauer, B-A-U-R-E-R.
And after
Electric, LLC.
Okay, that explains the problem. Okay, so it's BFP Electric, LLC.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me update this. Jesus. I need to get my ears checked, apparently. Big old headset, and I'm still getting things wrong. Okay. I thought it was like Eddie Bauer. So I had spelled it like Eddie Bauer. I didn't see that second R in there. Okay. I didn't hear that. All right, looks like it's been adjusted. However, your emails weren't coming through because of that, so let me resend these ones manually. Okay. Pictures for Google verification. Send. Welcome message. How many employees did you hire?
I hired two new ones. I already had five though.
Gotcha. So are these guys are able to work multiple jobs at a time?
Yeah, they're both journeymen, so
Well, this is good. I mean, we could always upgrade you into, like, Google Guarantee, maybe, down the line, if that's something you're interested in. It is a pay-per-lead service, but I don't know. You might be good with this. Yeah, you might be good with this, though. I mean, it covers a pretty broad service area with the local listings. The only time I really recommend actually doing Google Guarantee is if you want to cover a bigger service area. You know, if you're like one of those guys, it's like, okay, we could send them up to 75 miles out. Well, the only way I could have you showing up that far would be to run those campaigns.
Yeah, I don't want to do that right now.
Yeah, keep the overhead low. But I think you'll like what you see in the first month because it's not pay-per-lead. I don't know if you're still doing Home Advisor by Angie's, but I saw that listing there. You know, if you could pair it side-by-side with that. Oh, sorry, what was that?
Yeah, it's pay-per-lead, even if we call them back within a second of getting it. A lot of times they already have somebody else. I don't know how that's possible, but...
Yeah, well, I know how they work. So they get their leads from a Google partner like us, actually. So you'll see them on the first page of Google all over the country. But they take the one lead and they'll sell it to like five of you at a time. So when you're getting it, there's like a couple other electricians getting it. And then they charge you all the lead fee, whether you get it or not, which is what I don't like. If you're going to send it to five of you, only charge the guy that's going out there, you know. But that's the difference between that and Google Guarantee. Their pay-per-lead program, they only charge you if you're going out there to meet with the client, and they only give the lead to you. They're exclusive. So it's a different ball game there. And like I said, that if you want to do that later, you can. But I think with just, you know, first month or two of this, you'll see enough difference to leave Home Advisor, not lose any sleep. And then, you know, obviously if you want to get leads outside of the local area, then we can do that and do pay-per-lead with Google Guarantee. But you should be okay with this, honestly. I mean, the 25-mile radius isn't a very large radius. You could cover up to 40.
Right.
Okay. So are you getting these emails? I resent them all over to you, the new email address. I also texted them to you.
I got your text, but still no email.
Okay.
Yep. No email. Ben, Ben_Bowers, B-A-U-R-E-R, at BFP Electric, LLC.
Shoot. Okay. Let's see what happens. So dumb. They want me to update it on every single one. Okay. So it's still triggering the text duplicates, but you're not getting the email versions of it. Okay.
Yeah,
you don't want text messages. Okay. I'm going to do this one more time. You're going to end up getting them in text too, because it's just an automation until we shut it off inside of the link that we're sending to you. So local / initial invoice. Okay, there's that one. And then there should be a welcome as well. There they are. Coming through.
No, there's somebody else.
Oh, geez. Let's see if I'm getting any of these bouncing back.
Looks like one came
through. Finally, there we go. All right, I see your tracking system one came through right here. It says 0 minutes ago. That one's just your phone number and map Yahoo until you change it. But the initial invoice and the Google verification form are the two that I want to make sure that you have. So that way you have documented the discounted pricing structure, all the products and features, the billing date, and the cancellation. You have to sign off on that. And then the verification form is going to ask you for the license and the insurance. So I want to make sure you have that too.
I got the welcome to Book Flash. I got action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Yep, that's it. That's the one. The initial invoice one is the one you sign off on, and then the other one will have a link for Google verification. You want to fill that out over the weekend. That's where we'll need your legal paperwork, license, insurance. They'll ask for like photos of the workplace, work vehicle, license plate. If you feel like you're missing anything, don't panic. It tells you right at the bottom. If we have to, I could just get on the phone with my rep across the street at the Google headquarters, and we could just verify you over the phone. But we want you to send in the actual paperwork first, and then if there's something missing, then we'll go that route.
On this,
got it.
Local flash thing.
Uh-huh.
So you want me to put Benjamin?
You don't have to. I just put your legal name on it because, you know, maybe you'll do your taxes later. You know, write it off, and they say, oh, we want your legal name. I've had that happen, and then guys are calling me back asking me to, like, change the name and send over the invoice. But it's up to you. Yeah. I'll always call you Ben. I have it set, like, as Ben for in-house if you call in or if we're contacting you. But I just put it on there for the paperwork. I wanted to make sure it had your full name on there.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So I officially want to welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. I'm available to you. We also have 24/7 customer service. It's the same number that we've been texting you on. It's also going to be at the bottom of every text and email that you get from our company. So don't hesitate to call in if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. Enjoy your weekend, and then we will circle back with you at 8 a.m. on Monday.
So I'm finding that thing, it says, when I click, it says username and password.
Yep, that means that it came through to us, but you should be, you should see in your... Yeah, so if you go to your email, that was one of the emails that came through.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. You'll see it in there. The username is your phone number, and then the password is map yahoo, all one word, MAPYAHOO. And there's also an app, so you'll actually get another message from our team here, and it'll have like a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use the tracking system, and then there's also like the link to download the app if you want to have it on a mobile device. That's a very useful tool, just to be able to like request reviews from clients, various things. Track, actually see like what's coming from us off the first page of Google versus some of the other things that you might be using. So that's kind of our retention tool. That's how we keep people coming back each month, is we could actually show them what we're bringing in for their company. Right now it's going to look pretty blank though. We haven't done anything for you yet. We got to get everything up and running first and start getting some calls before it tracks it.
So when I logged in here, I don't need to do anything with this login.
No, you don't need to do anything with that. The main things you want to focus on over the weekend or before the client interview on Monday would be that the initial invoice. It's going to have a link in there to sign your subscription terms. You want to sign that and then fill out that Google verification form that I showed you.
Okay.
If you feel like you're missing anything, Ben, don't hesitate to call in, okay? Even if it's the weekend, we have 24/7 customer service. You just dial the business line and hit extension 1.
Sounds good.
All right, Ben. I appreciate you giving us... what was that?
Contact information on the email.
My direct number and extension is actually in your text messages.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same number. You just hit extension 544 if you want to call me directly.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the team. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your work day and the weekend, and then we'll circle back with you Monday, 8 a.m.
All right.
All right. You have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.